Good afternoon, everybody. This is Buck Nasty. We are finally, after what's it been now, maybe 3 weeks or so, we are finally back and up and running to be able to do a podcast. Got my mic set up, got my computer set up. After a few days of internet issues and working back and forth between the landlord and the internet company, we finally have internet working. We have a Wi-Fi extender that we had to add to my office so that we could get this going. Over the weekend, I was able to go out and buy me a desk. So I've got me a nice, wide, spacious desk to where I can have my laptop set up. I've got my speaker set up or my microphone. I've got me an office chair now. So we're good. We're all set up. We're ready to go, ready to start to hit the ground running with doing podcasts again on a regular basis. So hopefully we can find a good time zone, a good time to be able to do them that fits everybody. During the day here, I won't be able to do it. So it would have to be sometime in the night, sometime probably around the time it is now. So it's about 7:20 for me right now. This would probably be around the best time. For me, and that's just me personally, I'm sorry if that doesn't fit the best time for everybody. But this is not my full-time job. So obviously I'm not going to be able to do it during the day. I do have work now, so I can't, you know, disregard that or anything like that. But just give you a quick update. So what's happened since you guys last heard from me? Well, I was in quarantine the last time we did a podcast. I am out of quarantine now. We tested negative for the coronavirus. We were able to be released. We moved to a hotel and we stayed in a hotel for about 9 days while we went and looked at housing. And after looking at probably about 6 or 7 different places, we finally found a place we really loved. It was in a high-rise apartment, nice 3-bedroom, 2-bath, gorgeous view. I mean, had everything you could ever want. And then we put a deposit down, a hold on that place. And while we were waiting on the realtor to get the paperwork from the landlord or the owner so that we can do the lease on the apartment, the owner backed out last minute and then decided to get himself. He wants to keep it on the market because there's a lot of people PCSing to Korea, permanent change of station. They're moving to Korea and he wants to get somebody who has deeper pockets, I guess. So the way everything works is, obviously, if you come in as a contractor or something like that, working out for the Army here, you get a higher housing allowance. So they want to get more money for it. Luckily, my realtor was able to find a different owner for somebody in a different building. Same complex, same apartment complex, just a different building and a lower floor. Still really nice place, has all the same features as the first one. Still got a good, decent view. The only downside to this one is it didn't come with the dishwasher, unlike the other one that came with the dishwasher. But all in all, I can't complain. It comes with internet, it comes with TV or with cable. Not that the cable really matters too much. There's only like 3 or 4 channels on there that's in English. The rest is all in Korean. But all in all, we had some issues off the bat with the internet. The router that they had here was subpar, to say the least. And I had to send a technician out to hook my router up. And they came out yesterday. But instead of hooking my router up, they just took the old one out, put a new one in that is just an updated version of the old one. And the way this apartment is, it's surrounded by really thick walls and everything. So you can't use a basic like just generic router. It's not strong enough to send through walls or anything like that. And mine isn't either. But the issue we were having with the old one is that the old one, it was in our living room. The TV is across the living room in the same space, but even the TV wouldn't connect to the internet all the time. So after messing around with it, finally got them to put my router onto the network or have internet flow through my router. Hooked my router up, got it all set up, and then went out and bought a Wi-Fi extender and put it in my office. Linked them both together, and now we're all good. We're all set. We've got internet connectivity throughout the whole house now, and we're good. So now that we got our desk set up, brand new desk, got our microphone set back up, our laptop is up and running, and we have our Wi-Fi extender up and running, we are now ready to start doing podcasts again. So let's see who's online. I know it's been a while. It's time to put out an announcement and see who's online at this time of day. Like I said, it's 7:27 p.m. here for me. So I'm sure it is early morning back in the States. So there probably won't be too many people from the States, but I'll be interested to see who's online. I want to say Lisa and Elena are both online. We'll see if they come over. We got Hydro in here now. So let's see here. What's going on? Who's all online? I see Lisa's online, Elena's online, but let's see if they will come over into this chat. Like I said, we got Hydro in the chat. Looks like he's muted. But we got our no mic channel, so he or she can request in there. We got Leary online as well. He's muted. Again, we got the no mic channel, so you guys can talk in there, and then we can answer questions that way. But yeah, so it's been a few weeks. Finally got everything, like I said, set back up, ready to go, and hopefully ready to start doing podcasts on a regular basis again. So now we just got to figure out the right time frame to do this podcast to where we get the most people online to be able to talk. Doesn't look like we're getting too many people. We got Larry is typing in the chat right now. We'll see what he has to say. Let's find out who else is on there. So the other weekend, well, it wasn't last weekend. It was the weekend before. About 2 weeks ago, we went to the beach out here. We got a lucky break and was able to go to the beach the weekend that I got out of quarantine. It's typhoon season here in South Korea right now. So what that means is typhoon's just basically another way of saying hurricane. And so we got a lot of heavy rainfall coming down, which leads to power outages. We ran into that issue, run into issues with, you know, cell service because towers go down, massive flooding because the sewer system and stuff like that to filter all the water out on the streets are not as advanced as what it is in the States. So water fills the streets up pretty fast out here. So with the typhoon season around, we've had rain pretty much every day for the last like couple weeks now. We get it, like I said, we got lucky and we had that one day, I guess, one day on the weekend where we were able to go to the beach. We caught a lucky break. It wasn't raining. It was sunny. We took a chance, drove 2 hours, went to the beach, and it was great. But then we came back, and then the very next day, it's just pouring down rain again. So we got a lot of pouring down rain. It's been raining off and on today as well. We'll see what tomorrow looks like. If it's not anything crazy, then we will try to see if we go to the beach or something like that. I really want to go to Seoul. So Seoul, if you don't know, is the capital of South Korea. It's a big town over there. I really want to go back there. When I was here the first time, I spent most of my time, my nights, my weekends, everything, most of my time was spent in Seoul. It's a great place. There's a lot of stuff to do in Seoul. A lot of technology, a lot of, you know, fun stuff to go do, go see. There's a ton of great shopping out there to go do, but we haven't been able to go there. So because of the whole coronavirus, you know, the way the army works here in South Korea is everything's broken up into like zones or sectors. So everything's broken up into four areas in South Korea. You got Area 1, which is like up by the border, by the DMZ line between North and South Korea. So that encompasses the army bases that are up there in that area, in that zone. Then you got Area 2, which encompasses bases that are in Area 2. Area 2 is still close to the border, but not next to the border to be in immediate danger, but you're still within mortar range of North Korea. So they're still at a high range. And that's where Seoul is. Seoul falls in Area 2. And then where I'm at, I'm in Area 3. And then Area 4 is like out by Busan and everything. They're a lot farther away. So the higher the area, the farther away from the border you are, and the more safe you are from like mortar fire or something like that if North Korea was to go ballistic on us or something. But Area 2 has been, all the other areas, Area 1, 3, and 4 have been moved to HEPCOM Bravo, which is Health Protection Bravo, meaning that the case number of cases has been really low as far as the coronavirus goes. So since those cases have been really low, you know, we've been able to travel in those areas. So we could go anywhere within Area 1, 3, and 4. We just could not do anything in Area 2 because there was a spike in cases of coronavirus. Well, now those numbers have gone down and we have been allowed to travel to Seoul. So officially on Monday, our time at 4 p.m., the restriction to Seoul will be lifted. So at 4:01 p.m., I would be able to go and travel to Seoul and be able to spend time out there, which I may or may not do. Now, Seoul's probably like hour and 45 minute, maybe 2 hour drive from where I'm at now, but it's definitely worth it. There's just so much to do out there. If I go out there, I may or may not just get a hotel and I'll just stay the night out there and just go explore. My fiance, a bunch of her friends live out in Seoul, so we'll go and visit a bunch of her friends that, you know, I hung out with when I was down here the last time. So it should be a good time. But let's see what's going on in the server. I don't see too much activity going on. I mean, again, it is only like, I don't know, maybe 6 or so in the morning in the States right now. So all the U.S. people are not really online, or if they are, they're early birds. I see Sap has joined the podcast. Phoenix is online. Leary's still there. They're all typing in the No Mic channel right now. But I don't see too many other people on. I know Lisa's online and Elena's online, but I think they're busy trying to hash out something else within the server right now. So we'll see what's going on there. I haven't been completely absent. I know it seems like I have been because I haven't really talked too much or put my little dragon eyes around the server like I normally do. But I've been around. I've just been lurking. I just had other pressing stuff that came kind of before. I was lurking around. Anything that needed my attention, I addressed it. But other than that, I kind of just stayed out of it. Elena and Lisa's done a good job of picking up my slack, to say the least. As far as this competition goes that we got going on between the three clans right now, I see a lot of people are really, really pushing in trophies, and that's a good thing. It's nice to see that people are really taking this this thing seriously, and they want to win. Now, as far as this contest that I have going on, and for my logo and for a catchphrase or whatever slogan for the podcast. So I've been looking at what's been submitted, and I think this is pretty much all that's going to get done. I don't really see anybody else working to submit anything. So Emma was the first one to do anything, and she put those two ones at the very top. They're okay. I like them. They're okay though. But I think I really like the YK's one that he posted, and he posted one. I like it. I just don't know if I really like the slogan too much. I might use the logo, and I might just have him send me that logo without the slogan. But the slogan I did like was utter randomness. I think that one might be the slogan I go with. Imagination without imagination toward inspiration is a good one. I'm not really sure how that would fit in with each. I see we got Baby Ruth online. How you been, Ruth?
It's too fucking early. I want to go back to bed.
I hear you.
That's actually pretty good.
What's going on here?
Do that self-isolation because I got exposed to COVID.
Your profile, let's see. Why can't we not hear you? See if you try talking again, Ruth.
Can you hear me now?
Hold on, let me leave and then I will join back in and see if it's just maybe Discord acting up with me again. And
can you hear me?
And I still can't hear you. I can hear you talk.
What about now?
Just can't hear you. So let me try something real fast. Let me check to make sure. Allow apps to access the mic. Yes. But we don't want the sound to go through the mic. We want the sound to go through the computer. So let me check the sound. Let's see. Try saying something, Ruth.
Can you hear me now?
No, it's not working. What's going on here?
Hear me?
You guys there? Let's see.
What about now?
No. What is going on? I think it's a technical issue on my end. Like I said, I just got this hooked back up finally, so something with the settings is probably off. Let's try doing this. Doing that. And then let's go make sure my mic settings are set up right as far as this goes. I know Discord just did an update on this, so let me make sure my input is this and my output's going to be this. Okay, let me save this and see if that works. Okay, I can hear you.
Oh, you can finally hear me when I freaking yawn?
Yeah, well, like I said, I just got everything finally set back up, but got my office set up. I got a desk. I went to IKEA, bought a desk. Got my microphone and everything set up. And so it got me kind of a little office going. We was having issues with the internet, and the internet they were using in here it's really fast when it's connected. The issue was the router was so old that the only way you can connect to it is if you're sitting right next to the router. And it was so retarded. And so after, I have to go through my realtor about these issues, and the realtor then has to go through the owner because she's like the translator. And then she went through the internet company to figure it out, whatever. I was like, look, I have like a high speed, wide range broadband router that I brought with me. I was like, just send somebody over, have them take the old one out, put mine in, and then we'll go from there. So they came out yesterday. They did that. They hooked mine up, and I had to mess around with the settings all day today. I finally got it set up on the right Wi-Fi channel, and now it's working good. I was still having issues with it connecting in the office, and that's just because the walls here are really, really thick. Because it's a high-rise apartment. So I went out and bought me a Wi-Fi extender and put it in the office, and now I'm having no issues at all. But when I finally opened Discord up today for the first time on my computer, I guess Discord was doing an update, and it reverted my settings back to normal or back to system default, so it wasn't recognizing that. I think it was trying to do both audio and sound through the microphone and not doing just audio through the sound, through the microphone and sound through the speakers. So I just adjusted that, and now I can hear everybody.
Boy. Well, I was on quarantine for about a week because one of my coworkers tested positive. I went and got tested. Yeah, I went and got tested, and my results came back on Sunday negative, so I returned back to work on Tuesday.
Man, I went in, so, like, I got out of my quarantine, and, I had, like, 9 days to live in a hotel afterwards. So after I got out of quarantine, we basically moved from the quarantine barracks over to the hotel on base, and then just lived for 9 days while we went house hunting and all that. Well, this, the day we got out of quarantine, my sponsor was supposed to pick me up from the quarantine barracks, and I couldn't get a hold of him. And then I finally just gave up and called the CQ desk and was like, hey, look, my sponsor's not answering me. I'm not trying to be in these barracks all freaking day until I get an answer. I was like, I've already got a reservation at the hotel and everything's set up. Can I just call a cab? and freaking have a cab run me to the hotel, and then I'll just have my sponsor pick me up from there. He's like, yeah, go ahead, go for it. And the people, the soldiers, I guess, that were like on quarantine detail, pretty much like running CQ and everything for all the quarantine barracks, they're soldiers from Fort Riley, Kansas, where I just came from. They're on a rotation here in Korea, and this was like a duty that they got assigned to do on this rotation, was to be the CQ runners and everything for the quarantine barracks. But anyway, so I took a cab, went to the hotel, dropped all my bags off, did all that, and then my sponsor finally messaged me. He's like, I got out of physical therapy, so I'm free now. Where you at? So I told him, I was like, hey, look, man, I'm at the hotel, just dropped all my bags off. It turns out my room wasn't ready yet for me to check into, so I had to throw all my bags back into a storage room. And then a sponsor picked me and my daughter up, took us to the SSA, the warehouse, kind of showed us around. I met with everybody, and then he took me up to the company. And, well, like, before that, we talked about it. I was like, hey, man, I want to take, like, 10 days permissive TDY, which is 10 free days of leave, so that I can work on, like, house hunting and getting my daughter enrolled in school and finding a car and, you know, everything to get settled in. And he's like, look, you don't even have to put in leave. I will give you up until the first week of August, which was like 11 days, right? He's like, I'll give you up to the first week of August to do all that. And the only thing I need from you is just a text message every morning saying that you're alive. I was like, too easy. And he's like, okay, well, let's take you up so you can meet with the first sergeant commander, and then I'll let you go. Like, okay, so we go up there, and we're waiting on him to get there. Well, apparently, my sponsor wasn't supposed to pick me up in the quarantine barracks this morning. Apparently, there's an in-processing unit that's a part of the part of the division that was supposed to pick me up, and they've been looking for me all morning. Well, they had stopped by the company while I was up there, and he's like, oh, there you are. We've been looking all over for you, da-da-da. Like, you don't even report to your company yet. You got to go through in-processing for 2 weeks, and then you can go to your company. Like, oh, my gosh. I was just guaranteed, you know, 11 days off, and now I can't take that. But the in-processing wasn't so bad. I ended up getting a place. I ended up buying a car, all that. Then I reported to my unit on Wednesday of this week. And I get there and I work one full day, and they already put me in charge of like five soldiers for this section in the SSA that didn't have an NCO. And so now I'm a part of that section. And I told him, I was like, hey, look, you know, I know y'all are supposed to get like 10 days. We've got 100% inventories this week, and they plan to work this whole weekend to do the inventories. I was like, look, I mean, I understand you got inventories. I'll stay till the inventories. Could I get like 7 days after inventories are done so that I can, you know, finish taking care of the stuff I couldn't take care of because I was in reception? Like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I was expecting to have to work this weekend. And then end of the day on Wednesday, he comes up and tells me, he's like, hey, man, you're good to go ahead and take your 7 days starting tomorrow. And then don't worry about having to come in this weekend for inventories or anything like that. And I was like, are you sure? Like, yeah, go take care of what you got to take care of. Get all that done. Just shoot me a message every morning. I was like, too easy.
I've been the fuckhead. I'm alive, Sarge, but I'm hanging upside down. Some villagers found me and pretty pissed off.
Well, it's like they just opened Seoul back up. They just put out an announcement just now, like 4 hours ago, saying that the capital of Seoul, capital of Korea, Seoul, is going to be opened back up on Monday at 4 p.m. So Monday at 4 p.m. We'll be allowed to travel to Seoul and, you know, explore and do all that stuff. I was like, oh, thank God. I can't wait to go back to Seoul. Oh, man, I've been trying to move my fiance in for the past, like, I don't know, week now that we've been in this place. She lives like 30 minutes away from where we are at right now. So I have to drive, you know, out there, help pack all, get all her stuff and load it up into the vehicle and then drive it back here, unload it, bring it up, you know, 11 flights on the elevator and then bring it up into the apartment. I swear to God, dude, we've been doing this for on and off for a week almost. And I probably made like 5 or 6 trips and we don't even have, I don't think we even have half of the clothing that she even owned in here. And I was like, God damn. We got a lot of closet space. In our master. And then we got like a walk-in master bedroom and a little ensuite. It's got a walk-in closet inside of the bathroom as well. And I was like, oh man, we got tons of closet space. And then by the front door, there's a whole closet space for shoes because you put slippers on when you walk around the house. And I was like, oh man, we got plenty of room. Well, shit, she's already got all the shoe closet pretty much filled up and she still has shoes to bring over. And I was like, damn. And then she's just bringing bags and bags, duffel bags, dresses and clothes. And she's like, she doesn't even have. So like I took the closet in the master bathroom. I took that walk-in closet, which is the smallest of them all. And it's enough to fit my stuff easily. But she's almost already almost used up the whole wall of closets that's in the bedroom. I was like,
Does she even like, wear all these clothes? Or does she
that's the thing. It's like half of it is like dresses. The other half is like just summer attire. And then the other half is freaking winter clothing. And I was like, God damn, man. I was like, you got enough clothes, enough outfits that you can wear a different outfit every day for probably 6 months without wearing the same thing twice.
That's why they do it. Because, like, us, we're like, oh, same shirt, whatever, fuck it. Same shorts, they're still good. Whatever, another day.
You're telling me, freaking, my daughter said something to my fiance the other day, because I had bought a Marvel shirt while I was out here, Doctor Strange shirt or whatever. And I, you know, my fiance's been at her place for the past, you know, couple of days because she was doing job interviews out there with her friend. So she stayed at her place for a couple of nights. And during those days, I pretty much just wore that same shirt and same pair of shorts for like 3 days in a row. And then she came back here last night and stayed here. And my daughter mentioned something to her that, oh, no, she mentioned that I was wearing the shirt that she bought me or whatever when we went shopping. And then my daughter's like, yeah, he's been wearing those the same shirt for the last 3 days now. I was like, what? I was like, I'm just wearing it around the house. I'm not fucking dirty.
She threw you under the damn bus.
She didn't just throw me under the bus. She threw it up and reversed it on back over me.
Fucking kids, man. That's fucking funny. Oh my god. Man. So that's like I go to the dog park every day about 7:30, and certain days, if I don't sweat, I'm like, oh, I can wear the same shit tomorrow. Same people probably won't be up there. That's just like, If I sweat, I'm like, no, nope, can't wear it again. If I don't, I'm like, it's good for another day. We got this.
Yeah, for real. That's the same way. Freaking, like, last week or whatever, I went to In Process in the transportation. And they told me, you know, I gave them my new address and my phone number and stuff so I can update it so that I can get contacted by the movers when all my stuff arrives so I can schedule a delivery date. They told me that all my household goods isn't expected to be in until like the 23rd of September. And I was like, God damn, man. Like, so we moved into this apartment. The only thing that came furnished in this apartment was a couch and a kitchen table with chairs. That was it. So I had to go out. Like, I'm not buying new beds. I was like, fuck that shit. I've got a king size bed and mattress and everything coming in. My daughter's got a bunk bed coming in. So in the meantime, I just went out and I bought like a queen size blow up mattress. I bought a full size blow up mattress for my daughter. And then I was like, we'll just sleep on air mattresses until my stuff comes in. And then the stuff I knew I wouldn't have come, like I had a TV, like entertainment center, I guess, coming in, but it was kind of crappy. And we got a huge, huge living room area. It's so big. And my fiance brought her TV over, and she has a 47 inch television, and we put it in the living room, and it's like so fucking small. So I went out and I went to IKEA first, and I bought this really nice like TV stand that has some shelving underneath and everything. And I made sure it's big enough to hold up to like an 80 inch television screen. And while I was there at IKEA, I was looking around. I seen this really nice desk. I mean, these are like dirt cheap compared to what they are in the States, but still high quality. So I bought this really like flat, but big, wide, flat desk. So I got plenty of room on here. So now I was like, man, now I need to upgrade like all my equipment and everything and start adding stuff to do like streaming or whatever I decide in the future. And the only thing I didn't buy from IKEA was like an office chair because they were asking way too much for it. So I went to the PX and bought an office chair there, got it for like $100 or something. And then I was like, man, I got such nice TV stand, but a small ass fucking TV. And so I went to this place out here called E-Mart, which is basically just like a Walmart. So you got E-Mart, you got Hi-Mart, and you got Home Plus and Panda Mart. Like Panda Mart is more like a Walmart. It's got, you know, like a super center. It's got everything. The downstairs is all groceries. The upstairs is just random shit, right? Then you got Home Plus, which is like a more like a Kohl's. And then E-Mart's more like a Target as far as like price range goes. But we went to E-Mart and they had a 70 inch ultra high definition OLED fucking 4K TV for, I think it was like $543,000 won, which equates to like $470 in US dollars. I was like, that's a fucking steal. And
how much was it?
And so I went and I got it and got it all set up and everything. And now it's massive. It's like, I don't need a bigger TV screen. So it's nice to have that big ass TV now. Now all my TVs are going to come in and I'm going to have nothing. Like, I'll have no use for them.
Sell them.
Probably. That's probably what I'll do. I got a Samsung 50-inch television that will come in. I've got a 40-inch Amazon Fire TV that's coming in that I had in my bedroom. And then my daughter's 32-inch television's coming in. But, like, the way our bedroom is set up, you know, one whole wall is closets. The other wall is, you know, glass sliding doors. Because it's like we have the glass sliding doors and it goes into like a little sunroom almost. And that's where our washer and dryer is. And then you have the windows to the outside. So you have the view of the outside. So we can't put a TV on there because then we block the way to get into the washer dryer. We can't put the TV in front of the closet because then you can't get into the closet. And our bed will be on the only wall that doesn't have anything. So we can't put the TV on the wall, the side where the bed is. And then the other wall has a sliding door, glass door that, you know, closes off the master bathroom. So I was like, we have nowhere to put a TV in our room. So I was like, I won't need that. My daughter, I might be able to hook a TV up in there for her. But I was like, the other TVs, I might take my fiance's TV, and I might take it and see if I can hook it up to my computer and use it as a secondary screen.
All right. As far as chatting, I gotta go to work.
All right. Have a good one.
Later.
Later. All right. Excuse me. So, let's see what we got going on. Leary said he had to go. He's already left. Okay, that was all from earlier. All right, guys. Well, I think that's going to be it for now. Like I said, we might get more activity once people start realizing, you know, the time and all that, then I'm going to do it. Like I said, I'm going to try to do it around 7. Maybe I'll start doing that at 8 p.m. my time. I think 9 p.m. my time is it's closer to, I think, 7 a.m. in Central Time back in the States. So we'll figure it out. I don't know how late I really want to stay up every night. So we got to figure it all out once I get on a sleep schedule and get all that figured out. But for now, I just figured I'd do a podcast episode just for, you know, coming back after being away for a few weeks and see how it goes. Over the next day or so, I'll contemplate the contact or the submissions that were put in for the contest for the logo and the slogan. I'll look over everything and I'll figure out what works best, and I'll give out some winnings to whoever I choose as the winner, and we'll go from there. And hopefully everybody continues to go really good for this family event we got going on for the who can push the most trophies throughout the season. I see a lot of people have already made Legends League already, and I see that Elena's been working, and I think Pekka's been working on doing a family event. So we'll see how that goes. And I will, let's see here, let me make sure there's nothing in the No Mic channel before I get off. Make sure nobody had anything they wanted to ask me or anything. And I'm not seeing anything. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and end it right here. I will post this tonight and schedule it to be released in the morning. So those that missed it will be able to see it. And with that, y'all have a good night and have a good day, morning, evening, wherever you are. Talk to you later. I'm out.